One of the mitzvah that's discussed in Bahar, which is actually very hard to apply in the modern world, is are the halachot of ona'a. In the context of the Ovel, so the Torah tells us that if you sell land, so really it's not a sale, it's really a long-term lease, at least in Eretz Yisrael, because it goes back at Yovel. And therefore, let's say you sell a field for the beginning of Yovel until, let's make it easy, 10 years before the Yovel, you sell it for $1 million, it's essentially $100,000 per year lease. And therefore, this has all types of implications. But in that context, the Gemara then says, well, don't overcharge or underpay, right? Don't lo tonu ish et amito. When you're making these deals, you're redeeming it or whatever the case may be. In that context, once we're talking about it, the Torah tells you not to overcharge or underpay. Now, the halacha is, as outlined in the Gemara's in Bava Metzia, is that there are three sort of gradations in terms of overcharging. If you overcharge or underpay less than a sixth of the value, so then even though you shouldn't have done it, the sale stands. If it's more than a sixth, the sale collapses. If it's exactly a sixth, the sale stands, but you have to return the difference between the actual price and the price that you paid. The problem in the modern world is that the assumptions of the laws of Ona'a is that there is a price. Right? The entire discussion only works if there is a price. But in the modern world, it's very hard to figure out what a price even means. Meaning, right, we know there's such a thing as a range of prices, right? You buy something at no frills, it's one price. You buy it at, you know, I don't know, whatever they call it now, whatever was Max's, Circle K, whatever it is, right? You understand you're paying a premium because they're open later hours, right? Whatever, we know that. You buy the same soda at a ball game, it's, you know, it's 3-4 times the price, and that's just expected. So where exactly do you draw the price? What does it mean to apply the laws of Ona'a in a modern economy? And there's basically three approaches if you look through the modern poskim. If you look in the Tshuvot of Rav Vosner and the Tshuvot Shevet HaLevi, so he says, I don't know exactly what he thinks, how he defines it, but he assumes that there is such a thing as a price. I don't know if he thinks that's the lowest price, the average price. I'm not exactly sure what he thinks. But he has a piece where he therefore bemoans the fact that, look at these people left, right, and center. They're violating Ona'a. They're overcharging. Because we all know that whatever the price is, it's not the price you play at the ball game. Right? It's not. Right? The price that you pay for a soda at pick your supermarket or convenience store, there's a more than a sixth difference between that price and what you pay at the ball game. That's Ona'a. And besides, we paskin like the Rishonim who note that, well, it's a machlokas, but it's a machlokas Rishonim. If, let's say, you overcharge less than a sixth, so some Rishonim say that's allowed, but most Rishonim say, no, that's not allowed. It's just that we can't force you to repay it, but even overcharging less than a sixth is still forbidden. So Rav Vosner basically says, look, the halacha of Ona'a apply equally b'zman hazeh as they always did. Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg takes a middle position. He says, look, I think that in theory, the laws of Ona'a should apply. There should be a price, and you shouldn't then diverge from that price more than a sixth, and then I would apply the laws. Practically, it's very hard for me to tell you what the price is. My guess is it's probably the either average or median, I'm not really sure which he means, the middle price. Let's say average, but it could be median price in the region where you are. Let's say, but he said, honestly, it's hard for me to apply. I intuitively feel like it should be something like that, but I don't know exactly. Rav Asher Weiss takes it to the other extreme, and he says no. He says the Torah never tells you that you need to have prices. The Torah just tells you that if there is a price, you can't diverge from it. But if you live in a reality where there is no such thing as a set price, and there just isn't, because people travel, people order online, people order from the other side of the world, right? What exactly is your market? Right? If you wanted to, you could buy it from, right? You can buy it on Amazon and you know it's going to be cheaper. You're paying a premium because you're in the store. You buy it at Walmart, you know it's going to be cheaper than if you buy it at a luxury store. And sometimes you want to go, right? The same t-shirt, if it has a different logo on it, costs three times the price, and you pay that on purpose because you want people to know that you can waste money on that t-shirt, right? That's why you get it. He said, that's just the market. We're in a world where everyone understands there's no such thing as a price. It is, right? It is a world in which, caveat emptor, right? The buyer, buyer beware. The buyer has to know there's a range of prices. Find the best price. There's a reason that certain stores will price match because they know that you're shopping around. But he said the reality is that Bizman HaZeh, there's no such thing as a price. And therefore, Rav Asher Weiss says, Bizman HaZeh, the laws of Ona'a do not apply. Because the laws of Ona'a, again, they're predicated on the assumption there's a price from which you can diverge. But when you live in a globalized market where there is no set price, there is no centralized market, people are traveling constantly and ordering from other sides of the world, the laws of Ona'a practically can't be implemented. So those are basically the three positions I've seen, at least in modern poskim, in trying to apply the laws of Ona'a. Rav Asher Weiss says you can't. Rav Vosner, who says basically they should be the same as they always were. And Rav Zalman Nechamia, who says they should apply, but he admits that practically it's hard to figure out how, and therefore leaves it with somewhat of a suffix, guessing that perhaps we would use the median or mean price to apply the laws of Ona'a.